Recently, I have seen a lot of memes, YouTube videos, etc., saying that the essence of being human is strictly the soul, that we are souls or spirits trapped in a body. But what makes you you is your soul, and the body is irrelevant. It's just a temporary shell. Now, this is not true. It's the Gnostic heresy of Manichaeism, an early Christian heresy influenced by Eastern philosophy. And this attitude easily leads to a belief in reincarnation. If the soul essence of the human person is the soul or spirit, and the body is just a shell we temporarily occupy, then why not believe we have many bodies throughout eternity? That when we die, we come back as a different person with a different body. Well, the Bible says otherwise, Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed for men to die once, and after that comes the judgment. And of course, the church has condemned reincarnation. The reality is, we are not just our soul. We are a body-soul composite. Our natural state is body and soul. What makes you you is your soul and your body, the body you have right now. Yet the soul is eternal and the body dies. This wasn't supposed to be the case. We were supposed to live forever, body and soul. But because of the sin of Adam, death entered into the world. Humans naturally understand that death is wrong and makes no sense. How can I cease to exist? Humans through the centuries, knowing this is wrong, have erroneously concluded that the body is insignificant. And without the benefit of the gospel, this is understandable, yet I was surprised to learn that many Christians, even some Catholics, have adopted this error of believing the soul is the soul essence of the human person and question, even deny, that we get our bodies back, saying that we remain spirits in heaven for all eternity, or they say that we get a new body. Now, I thought the belief that we get our bodies back was a basic or standard Christian belief, something that was understood and held by all Christians. But then my mother-in-law posed the question one time, to which I emphatically answered yes, citing the Apostles' Creed as evidence, to which she said something to the effect that real Christians go by the Bible, not creeds. This, of course, is not true. The Apostles' Creed, which states, "I believe in the resurrection of the body," dates back to before 90 AD, and tradition says it was given to us by the apostles themselves. Hence, it is called the Apostles' Creed. And her statement expresses the error of Scripture alone, where people think it's okay to make up their own theology through a superficial reading of Scripture. But it is only the Catholic Church that the Holy Ghost guides to the true meaning of Scripture, and she has spoken on this. The Second Council of Lyon in 1274 states, "We believe in the true resurrection of this flesh that we now possess." But does Scripture explicitly teach that we will get our bodies back in the new creation? We know the early Christians believed this. Polycarp of Smyrna said in 135 AD, "Whoever perverts the sayings of the Lord for his own desires and says that there is neither resurrection nor judgment, such one is the firstborn of Satan." Second Clement, written in 150 AD, says, "Let none of you say that this flesh is not judged and does not rise again." And St. Justin Martyr said in 151 AD, "The prophets have proclaimed his, Christ's, two comings. One indeed, which has already taken place, was that of the dishonored and suffering man. The second will take place when, in accord with prophecy, he shall come from the heavens in glory with his angelic host, when he shall raise the bodies of all the men who ever lived. Then he will clothe the worthy in immortality, but the wicked, clothed in eternal sensibility, he will commit to the eternal fire along with the evil demons." But Protestants could care less what the early Christians believed, although they claim the early Christians believed as they do, even though that is demonstrably false. They only care about what the Bible says. So what does the Bible say? Isaiah 26:19 says, "Thy dead shall live, their bodies shall rise." Job 19:25 and 26 says, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, then from my flesh I shall see God." But that was the Old Testament. Well, here's what the New Testament says. Romans 8:22 and 23. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in travail together until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait for adoptions as sons, the redemption of our bodies. 1 Corinthians 15:52 says, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable." 1 Thessalonians 4:16 says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the archangel's call and the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." Even the souls in heaven eagerly await to be reunited with their bodies. Revelation 6:9-11. "When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for their witness they had borne. They cried out with a loud voice, 'O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before thou wilt judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell upon the earth?'" Philippians 3:20-21. "But our commonwealth is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our lowly bodies to be like his glorious body by the power which enables him even to subject all things to himself." So according to the Bible, we will get our bodies back, but they will be like Christ's resurrected body. What will that be like? We know that Christ was raised in a physical body because the disciples ate with him after the resurrection and touched him. Also, Jesus outright declared that his resurrected body was physical and touchable, Luke 24:36-43. "As they were saying this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' But they were startled and frightened and supposed that they saw a spirit. And he said to them, 'Why are you troubled, and why do questionings rise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me, and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones, as you see that I have.' And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they disbelieved for joy and wondered, he said to them, 'Have you anything to eat?' They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them." Thomas Aquinas talks about what our resurrected bodies will be like. They will have identity. We will retain our identity. They will have integrity. Our resurrected bodies will be complete and free of defect. People with physical disabilities in this life will not have them with the resurrected body. They will have quality. Our bodies will be youthful and will retain our original gender. Impassibility. We will be immune from death and pain. Subtlety. Our bodies will be free from restraint by matter, yet remain physical. We will have agility. We will have complete freedom of movement. Our souls will direct our bodies without hindrance. So we will be able to walk through solid matter, just like Jesus did. And clarity. The glory of our souls will be visible in our bodies. We will be beautiful and radiant. Now, this refers to those who go to the resurrection of life, the saved. But the damned will get their bodies back too, John 5:28-29. "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." Since what we did in this life, whether good or evil, we did in our bodies will either share in the reward or share in the punishment. So those who go to hell for all eternity will do so in their bodies after the general judgment. The bodies of the damned will not share in the abilities of those with glorified bodies, other than it will be imperishable. They will have no hope of death for relief. It is clear from Scripture, tradition, and the Magisterium that we do get our bodies, the bodies that we currently have, back at the general judgment, and we will spend all of eternity in our bodies, to our glory for those who are saved, and to our detriment for those who are damned. Until my next video, God bless. If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. It is unfortunately not tax deductible. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description.